Blog Talk Radio.
Every day I wake up feeling blessed, and even if I don't, I see it as a test. Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're all around me. Nothing I could ever do separate my love from you. You came to set us free. You came to set us free.
You ain't drive me in that pit. Saw my soul inside that fam and said that's it. Graze now. You never flake in the car winner. I just can't borrow with the gold winner. Size 4 turned to a road runner. Spirit caught me here, go get it. Shed blood, gave me lemonade on a cold bin. Pick me up. I was Timmy Turner, always chasing after Vicky. Took me to his fine and gave me peace and chose to cleanse me up. Now I'm testifying, oh, your greatness is a different look. Go, whoa, life been hitting hard, let's take it slow. Take a walk by the river and let you flow. Cause Lord, you are all I ever want. You're all I ever want. Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're all around me. Nothing I could ever do.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters. Happy New Year's and welcome back to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, January the 7th, 2024. Now, of course, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some very beautiful and anointed servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and of course, Deacon William Isabel. And we also have our elders and watchmen on the wall in the house this morning. We have Brother Lee and Sister Carrie Larson, as well as my spiritual aunts, my Aunt Nita and my Aunt Linda. Hallelujah. We are so glad that they are in the house. So on behalf of all of us, we just want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. And we pray that you will not only hear something that will bless your spirit, hallelujah, we pray that you will hear something that will help you to begin to heal your very soul. Now, so at this time, let's get this praise party started, and we will ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth and open us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning just thanking you for another beautiful day you've given us to come together as a spiritual family to be able to worship you and to be able to learn your word and message today. We ask that you bless the messenger today, Heavenly Father, and the message they're going to be delivering to us today, that it touches our heart and our soul, helps us get through the week, that we learn something that will bring us closer to you if we don't know you already, Heavenly Father, in the bottom of our sin. We are so thankful that Spirit Alive is back on Blog Talk, and we're up and going to be able to praise and worship you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I pray. Amen.
Moving the memory bowl, moving.
Reading. And we're praising the Lord this morning because each and every Sunday morning we ask our highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come to us and read to us from a powerful devotional. And since it's a new year, we have a new devotional. This morning, Mother Mitchell will be reading from 365 Devotions for Peace by Sherry Cowell. So my brothers and sisters, retrieve your Bible, and please give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good Amen. Morning. Good morning. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or how far from me you are. This morning, starting with January 7th, this Sunday, we're going to be talking about when. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28. Now, have you ever played a two-person game by yourself? I have. The best part of playing by yourself is that no matter how bad things look, no matter which side is winning, you will win. Maybe you wish life were more like the person who plays a game solo. You could control both sides of the playing field. Switching to the other side, you could make a move that would ensure your safety. Better yet, you can know what moves the other side was considering so you could plan your own. The good news is that you have someone who created the playing field and who always makes moves for your safety, your growth, your good. What peace this truth offers? You can be absolutely sure that no matter how bad things look, no matter which side is winning now, God intends good and not harm for you in the end. So the next time things are going your way, remember that the all-powerful, all-loving God is working all sides for your good. Prayer for today. God, even when things look bad from my perspective, help me to remember that you will work all things for my good and your glory. Amen and glory to God. May God add blessings and favor to the hearers, doers, and especially the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. You are so good, Jesus. Lord, we come. come before you with all sincerity. Lord, we don't just want to be spectators, but we want to be participating in the building of your kingdom. So if you can use anything, Lord, anything, Lord, I want you to know you can use me. Oh, I need somebody up in here to help me sing. Come on, sing. Moses from the wilderness, put a rod in his hand. You used him to lead your people over to the promised land. Lord, I'm willing to trust in you, so take my life and use it till. Prove to his people that God was alive.
Hallelujah, 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 and glory to God. Well, saints, we're starting a new thing here at the Spirit of Live Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah, and it's called Church Announcements. Now, during the church announcements, this is where I will tell you what's coming up in the week for the Spirit of Live Network, and I will also be informing you of things that are happening in the physical world, in our communities. Hallelujah. So, I want you to all know that on this Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, you can join Pastor Vanessa and Bishop Lester Carver for God's great love for us. Then on Tuesday, Bishop circles right back around at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Eastern Standard Time for his Tuesday night teaching. And on this Wednesday, please tune in and join us for Apostle Zeta and All Nations Bible Study. And it's going to be a good one this week because she will be telling us and talking to us about joy. Then on Thursday, please join Pastor Vanessa Carver once again as she comes with her program, Wounded No More, which airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Friday, you can tune in to hear Brother Rick Altman and myself for the Common Sense Files, and that also airs at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturday, you can always join us at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and Minister Adam Tuggle for the summit. Amen. And these are your church announcements for
Amen.
Today. Amen. And to God be the glory. Well, but mind you, as I receive announcements from the servant leaders about things they're doing out and about in public in their own communities, I will be forwarding that information to you as well. All right, saints of God, it is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Live Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time that I truly love because this is a time when we individually and collectively stand in the gap for God's people all over this world. We want you to know that here in Spirit Alive, we are not just concerned about what's going on in our own homes or what's going on in our own communities or in our own cities. We're concerned about the concerns of the world. Jesus died for the world, and we pray for the world. Hallelujah. And when we pray, saints of God, you need to understand, we pray believing, trusting, and expecting God to do exactly what he says he will do every
Amen.
Time without fail. We come praising God and praying to the good Lord because we know that if he abides in us and we abide in him, we can ask anything. You hear me? And the word of God says that it shall be done. It doesn't say it might be done, or Jesus didn't say, the Logos didn't say, I'll think about it. He said it shall be done. So my brothers and sisters, I want you to not only bow your heads, but I want you to bow your hearts as we prepare to go to God's throne of grace with his own anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us bow our hearts, our heads, to go into prayer and seek God for our needs. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you, as always, thanking you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for your multiple blessings that you bestow upon us every day. We thank you that we have entered into a new year with new opportunities, new chances. Hallelujah, to serve you even in greater ways in this new year. We thank you for your guiding us. We thank you for watching over us, protecting us. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything that you blessed us to accomplish in the year of 2023. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do now, for what you have already began. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way across the nations, our communities, in our homes, and all over the world. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to save. We pray for those, Lord, that are yet in bondage to sin. We ask, Lord, that many will come to know you in this new year, that many will turn their hearts toward you in the name of Jesus, that there will be many, Lord, that will say yes to your will, that many will surrender, hallelujah, to you, God,
yes,
and to
yes.
serve you, to live for you, hallelujah, to obey you in the name of Jesus, that many will repent, hallelujah, and turn from their ways, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up the youth, children and youth everywhere. We ask for your hand of protection,
Lord,
to continually be upon them, Lord, that you would bless them in Jesus' name, that they will be surrounded by your presence, God. Hallelujah. That even the children and the youth will really know who you are. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to raise up great leaders, leaders that follow you, leaders, Lord, that teach your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray that there will be even a greater spreading of your holy word, of your good news, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Lord, that are in bondage to sin, of course, but we also pray for those that are in bondage in jails, juvenile halls, and those that are in prison. We pray that they will hear your word, that they will know about you.
Yes.
They will turn toward you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They will have a heart to repent and to really know who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Lord, that have been affected by the wars, and those that have faced many tragedies, those that are suffering, Lord, from just being without and unsheltered. We pray for those, Lord, that are without housing. We pray that you will provide and meet their needs in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for shelters that are being opened in many places, hotels that have been turned into shelters. We thank you, Lord, for the tiny homes that are being built for those that are yet on the streets and on the ground without shelter. We thank you, Lord, that they are being provided. Many of them are, but many are yet in situations, Lord, where they are still without. We pray, Lord, that you will help in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your help in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We lift up the sick this morning. We pray, Lord, for your healing virtues, hallelujah, to touch, hallelujah, to flow through them. We speak healing. We pray, Lord, for those that are having mental issues. We pray that they will be touched, they will be cared for, in the right way. We pray, Lord, that you will protect them from those, Lord, that don't really care. We pray, Lord, that you will keep them from being harmed in the name of Jesus and taken advantage of. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you will meet their needs in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes,
through
Lord.
Righteous counseling, through therapists, Lord, that know you in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you. We also continue to lift up the unborn, that you will protect them in the name of Jesus, that they shall live and not die. They will be placed in the hands of those that love them, those that will care for them, those that will not mistreat them. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings over them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And Father God, we pray for those that are standing in need of breakthroughs and miracles today. We know that you are yet a miracle-working God in spite of what others say. Hallelujah. We know that your prophetic word yet works regardless of what others might say. We thank you, Lord. We come against all of the falseness that comes through those that are false prophets, false teachers.
My Lord, pray all.
We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus that's going rampant everywhere. We pray, Lord, for true believers, true worshipers. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we pray, Lord,
Lord,
that you will raise up leaders in the fivefold ministry that will follow in your footsteps, Lord, that will be obedient to you so that they will be a help to the world, to those that are without, for those that don't yet know you. We pray, Lord, for strong leaders. And we thank you, Lord, that you are exposing those that are not true to your word and true to your people that they have been entrusted with. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for exposing, hallelujah, for changing things, hallelujah, in areas where there needs to be a change. We thank you, Lord, for removing the wickedness. And we thank you for your true word that's being preached, hallelujah, across the nation. We thank you for that, Lord. We pray that in this new year that many will follow you, that many will turn away, hallelujah. We pray for discernment, hallelujah, that your people will know the difference, hallelujah. They will know the real from the false, hallelujah.
Yes,
they will not
yes.
be fooled, hallelujah, by the counterfeit. But they will really, really know, hallelujah, when you are speaking, as opposed to those that are not speaking the true word of God. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift
yes.
up
thank you.
Ministries, churches across the nation, broadcast, podcast. We lift it all up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your true leaders will stand, hallelujah, for righteousness in a way that it hasn't been, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the Spirit of Live Ministries. We thank you for other ministries that are being represented here today. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the needs. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for what you're going to do, for what you have already began, and for what you're going to continue to do in the, all of these ministries. We lift up Apostle Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, that you would continue to keep her being the pillar that she is in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she stands for righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lives that have been touched through this ministry.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you
thank
for
you.
All of those that
bless
have listened this morning. We ask, Lord, that they will hear a fresh word. Hallelujah. That will touch them. Hallelujah. That they will, that will move them even closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That their spirits will be open. Hallelujah. That their minds will be in the right place. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. That they will obey you. That they will walk in your ways, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the ones that are going to accept you on this day. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the sinners coming to you, God. Hallelujah. Repenting. Hallelujah. And desiring to follow you. We thank you for that, Lord. And we bless your name. If there's any among us right now, hallelujah, that are listening in, that need healing, that need miracles, hallelujah, that need breakthroughs, that need to be delivered, we pray, Lord, that you will touch them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Have your way,
Lord.
God. In Jesus.
Please, sir.
Yes.
And meet every need, every situation, every circumstance, we ask that you would be in it. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are born with a grace. That grace is your gift. If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed
to
make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up. Offer it up.
For the gift it will make room. Position for waiting in the field. The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift?
It looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it
and
well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you. Alright, Cody, help me out. You wear it?
You wear it well. You wear it well.
God has graced
you. God has graced you. And you wear it well.
Everybody in right here, come on.
You wear it well.
You wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Say it again.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you. It looks good on you.
Can't be a better you than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Yo.
wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again, yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude. Soprano wear. Your grace in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
Second, it looks good. And you wear it well.
God has graced you to sing the praise.
God has
graced
you.
Come on.
And you
take
it out.
It well. That's your grace. Stand. Come on, everybody. Put your hands.
Ooh.
Look at somebody say, operate in your grace. Operating your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you. Honor it. Take it up. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. But before I begin, I would like to first give honor to God, give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to give honor to the anointed servant leaders of this assembly and to you, God's elect. I also want to wish everyone a very blessed and prosperous new year that is filled with the love, the joy, and the peace of God. Hallelujah. Now, thanks God, last year I took our family precept upon precept through the book of Acts because I wanted to remind everyone today what God's church should look like, sound like, and be like as recorded in that book, because I want every believer to be a disciple that will be equipped to go out and make other disciples. Excuse me. So today, I will begin our new series, and this is going to be on the book of Ephesians, because in Acts, we can see how God established his church, and the book of Ephesians tells us how the church should govern itself individually and collectively. Hallelujah. So I want to go to the Lord with a short word of prayer, and then we will get in to the book of Ephesians. Amen. O Most High, I come before your throne humbly, asking that I completely decrease so that you might have all the increase. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will use me to disciple your people in a way, Father God, that they will not only be ashamed of the gospel, but they will carry that gospel everywhere that they go. Lord, just bless. Press down, shaking together into running over your people today. And I pray for the lost right now in your holy and righteous name. I pray that they will hear something today that will cause them to stop, to drop, and to give their lives to you, completely submitting to your lordship. It is in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm. Saints of God, I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians. Today we're going to be looking at chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Because, see, I'm going to start this new year off right. I came to tell because remember, the book of Ephesians is to the church. I came to tell every member, every organism, every person every blood-washed believer. I came to tell you this morning, we have the goods because we have been given every spiritual blessing. Let's get into it, saints of God. Ephesians 1, 1 through 6. And the word of God reads as follows. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Saints of God, this morning, I'm going to ask us all to try to put ourselves to some degree into the minds of the Christians in Ephesus who first read this letter. And now let me paint, give you a little background. I always like to give you a little background. You see, you need to understand that Paul had been with the believers in Ephesus briefly during his second missionary journey. And then during his third journey, he and those with him had undergone horrible persecution. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32, Paul refers to having fought with wild beasts at Ephesus. And if you look at 2 Corinthians 1 and 8, you can get a glimpse of what was going on in Paul's mind and heart during that time. Word of God says, for we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death and will deliver us. Oh, hallelujah. So as you can see from this scripture, it's apparent that Paul and those with him were tossed to wild animals in the arena. And according to what he says here in 2 Corinthians, they just reckoned themselves dead and placed their trust entirely on God, knowing he would either deliver them or raised them from the dead in his time. Well, he subsequently delivered them from this peril to continue in the work of the kingdom. Now, the Christians of that city, perhaps even some who are not Christians yet, are now reading and hearing this letter from the very one they saw suffer so much and ask for so little. Knowing Paul's humility and his patience with suffering and his courage to go on even after such a terrifying ordeal as that must have been, just knowing that, oh, hallelujah, how their hearts must have been encouraged to have him declare in the opening lines of this letter to them, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Family, the first thing I want to tell you often this new year is this. Many folks in this world will never see Jesus except for the Jesus they see in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses says, ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart.
Oh, amen.
You may be the only Jesus somebody sees. You may be the only Bible that someone has an opportunity to read. And we know through the word of God that history has proven that when they see us suffer in his name, and when they see and when they see our patience through it all, oh, hallelujah, and when they see us put our trust in God to deliver, and then they see that deliverance come, saints of God, I came to tell you this morning, that is the moment that Jesus becomes real to them, and they begin to see their need, and they begin to seek him for themselves. Now, I know most of us loathe having to accept any amount of adversity in our lives. Oh, we don't like it. We don't want it. And we stand against it, ready to use any means at our disposal to avoid it. But you know what? What I see in the lives of the great men and women of faith recorded for us in the scripture is that their testings and their trials, no matter how severe, always ended up eventually in deliverance and them giving praises unto the Almighty God. Now, if you were just to skim through the book of Psalms over and over again, you will see many times the psalmist crying out to God for help in a time of trouble, for assistance against an onslaught of enemies. You can see them crying out to God for rescue from certain deaths, or for comfort in times of pain and grief. But you know what you're also going to see at each one of those psalms? You are going to see praises to God and for God for his faithfulness, loving kindness, mercy, grace, and deliverance.
Yeah.
Now, the church would be a much greater witness for God if we bore our sufferings as though we knew they were God-ordained. And what does that mean? What does that mean, Apostle? Well, that means that we know that, oh, we're saying no matter what's going on with us, we know that God is working all things for our good. And whether we shall live or whether we shall die, we're still going to live. So instead of sitting around waiting and fretting, we're going to be sitting around just trusting and waiting on him. Because, see, we're sitting around just waiting for that eventual deliverance to come before us. And hallelujah. And we're just already lifting up our voices in loud praises to God. Hallelujah. Because, see, we don't have to wait to see what's going to happen. The word of God already tells us what's going to happen. When we lean and trust in him. Hallelujah. When we forget about ourselves and remember that we are not our own. We were bought with a price.
Yes.
And we
yes.
have the history before us that says God will not only deliver us, but he will deliver us in a way that we will never have to go back to that bondage. Now also, did you notice as I read the scripture this morning, that Paul does not write to them about all the really neat and swell and good things that God had given him. No. Look, he didn't write, oh, I prayed and believed in God, and he gave me a herd of camels and a two-story condo on the Mediterranean. No, you did not see that in the word.
No, you didn't. Glory to God. No.
Now, I say this because far too often, saints of God, our first thoughts are of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What will God give me? What will God do for me? What should I ask God for? Even when seeking his will, in most cases it seems we're seeking to know his will concerning a decision we think we have to make about ourselves, a business venture, or the prospect of a large purchase or a new job. Now, listen, saints, it's totally okay to pray about those things. In fact, it's always a good thing to go to God with everything.
Amen.
It's always going to be good to pray and then wait on the Lord for the answer to those things.
Yeah.
Yet, oftentimes, we tell ourselves and others that we are seeking God's will. But if some of us were to get entirely honest with ourselves, we know that what we're really saying is, I want the Lord to show me which decision will most benefit me. But now, whenever we have a pain or a concern, or whenever we see a problem coming down the road at us, or, you know, our first thoughts of God are usually in connection to what he will do for us concerning those things. But Paul begins his ordeal by blessing God, the one who delivered him from the wild beast in that same town. The one further, and he went on further blessing the God, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He had nothing but blessings. Now, I want you to know this is significant. It is infinitely significant. Because as you will see if you continue reading this chapter, and we will, all that God does or has done or will do for us or in us or to us or through us is first in, of, through, and by his son Jesus Christ. Paul raises this anthem of praise to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who has blessed us? God, the Father of our Lord? He has blessed us? Yes, he has blessed you. And what has he blessed us with? Every spiritual blessing. Now, this is where I'm going to put a pin in it, and I want to slow down, because today I want us to look primarily at this phrase right here. Every spiritual blessing. Saints of God, we've been given the goods. Yes, we have. And we've been given every spiritual blessing to carry those goods. Now, first, we need to know, believe, and truly understand that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. God has not held absolutely nothing back. You see, God has already, not gradually and not at some future date, but God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Hear me now. And he has not just given us some. And he has not given us some to a lesser degree that will increase as we grow. No. But he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. You see, in this world, people are usually measured by what they have or don't have. The famous become rich because the world idolizes them. And it is expected that when you worship an idol, you have to offer your material things to it. So not only do the famous get rich, the rich get famous. They have money, so they get heard no matter how shallow or self-serving their cause is. You know, I've seen celebrities on game shows, and of course they're always there to win money for their favorite charities, and most of the charities are good and worthwhile, but some of them other ones are kind of suspect. And when you're rich in the world, you find that people will listen to you. They cater to you. They congratulate you. and fawn all over you. Oh, that is as long as you stay rich, you see. Because we live in a world where the poorest of the poor can live literally within a stone's throw of the richest of the rich, and the two shall never meet. Neither one is helped or humbled by the other's circumstances. Oh, hallelujah, but God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Even brand new believers, from the moment he or she believes, is an equal sharer, not only with the oldest and wisest saints, but he or she is an equal sharer with the saints who have gone before, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
yes.
Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Peter, yes. Paul, Barnabas, Luke, all of them. All of them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And not only that, slow your roll, look, hold the phone line, because not only that, every new believer, from the moment that he or she believes, is an equal share with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, can you fathom that? No, of course you can't.
Amen.
And neither can I. But God's word tells us that is true. And you know why it's true? Because the Father loved us with the same and equal love in the exact same way that he loves his son.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what John 17 says. And the glory which you have given me, this is Jesus speaking, and the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, and they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that you did send me and did love them, even as you did love me. Hallelujah. So, the Father blesses us with every blessing that's available to Jesus in glory. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 16 and 17 says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Notice, I said every spiritual blessing in Christ. Because we are partakers of them with him. So the next thing I want us to look at very closely is the fact that I said they are spiritual blessings. You know, the world goes after its material wealth with vigor and often with moral abandon. Men scratch and dig and bite and claw to get to the top of the heap and find nothing there except a whole lot of emptiness and a whole lot of vanity. And in the end, they go to their grave with no more than what they came into the world with. King Solomon said it all in his book of Ecclesiastes when he wrote, I enlarged my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself. And I planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made ponds of water for myself from which to irrigate a forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves, and I had homeborn slaves. Also, I possessed flocks and herds larger than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. Also, I collected for myself silver and gold, and the treasure of kings and provinces. I provided for myself male and female singers and the pleasures of men, many concubines. Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me. And all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I considered all my activities which my hands had done and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun. Ha! Huh. Solomon said he had everything. Everything. No one had more than he had at that time that had preceded him. But he said when he got, well, after he did all of that, all he found out was that it was all just vanity, and he was chasing after the wind, and it profited him nothing. No. But God, yeah, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, check this out, has blessed us with that which cannot pass away. Thanks to God, God's blessings cannot be stolen, can't be burnt up, cannot be worn out, can't be used up, and will not and cannot be wrenched from us as punishment for some supposed infraction imposed by man. You see, his blessings are spiritual and eternal, and not of this passing world. Now, we'll discuss some of this in more detail at a later time. But right now, I made a very short list of some of the things that we see right here that God has blessed us with in this very first chapter of Ephesians. See, God has blessed us with these spiritual blessings in Christ. First of all, he chose us before the foundation of the world. So just know we had absolutely nothing to do with God choosing us. We were not there when he hung the stars in the sky and the sun and the moon. He also freely bestowed his grace on us. It's a gift. See, he already had a plan of action in motion before we even got here. We were saved by grace through faith. He has given us redemption through his blood. And he has revealed his kind intentions toward us by making known to us the mystery of his will. Hallelujah. Excuse me. We also can see that we have obtained an inheritance in him that includes all spiritual blessings in Christ. And as we will get into, we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, I want us to see and believe that they are spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Hallelujah. Excuse me. In this case, he is exhorting us to set our affection on things above. You know, we can see in the book of Colossians, if we expect to be resurrected with Christ, then we have to place our minds on things above. He is saying that what we ought to be looking for is not worldly gain. It's not worldly rewards. But for heavenly rewards, which will not pass away. Hallelujah.
Oh, mercy, Jesus.
With
here it is.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, praise God. Thank you. We got it. I got you. Yeah. I can got you. And finally, and most importantly, my brothers and sisters, I want you to see that all of these spiritual blessings that are laid up for us in heavenly places are in Christ, and they are in Christ alone. I do not want you to get it twisted. And I say most importantly, because the one thing we must understand and never lose sight of is that what we have, all that we are, and all that we ever will be is only in and through Christ Jesus. You see, we have a lot of Christians today walking around saying things like, yes, I have started this ministry and I have built this. No, you haven't. God started a ministry. God built his church, not you. And we will see Paul stress this kind of thinking over and over and over again throughout the letter. The spiritual blessings that I listed for you from chapter 1 did not by far comprise of the entire list. But it is in Christ that we have a place in heaven. And we're going to look at this in chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. But we're going to look at it right now for today because I want to use it today. It says, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before the foundation of the world. And we was, and you will find out, if everybody knows, it's very very well-known verse in the Bible, Ephesians 2 and 10, hallelujah, we were not, you know, we didn't save ourselves. We were saved by grace through faith, a gift that only comes from God, okay? Now, and in verses 11 through 22 of the second chapter, they will educate all of us readers to these facts right here. Listen to me. When we were separated from Christ, we were excluded from the commonwealth of Israel. We were excluded from the kingdom of God. We were strangers to the covenants of promise. We had no hope in the world without God in the world. But oh, hallelujah, in Christ, we who were formerly afar off have been brought near to God by the blood of his son, and in him through his work on Calvary's cross, the dividing walls between Jew and Gentile, between fallen man and holy God have completely been broken down. For through him, says verse 18, we both have our access in one spirit to the Father, and therefore we, believing Jews and believing Gentiles alike, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus being the very cornerstone, are being fitted together into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we are being built together into the dwelling of God in spirit, because we are risen. Hallelujah. We have been resurrected from the murk and the mire of hell. Hallelujah. We have been lifted up. So the main point of this sermon is to explore and to understand the power and the joy and the hope that comes from the resurrection of Jesus. When we understand that we have been blessed through in all in heavenly places with every spiritual gift. Hallelujah. We, by the one who, Paul says, raised him from the dusty Damascus road and commissioned him for ministry. Paul is talking about the one who led him to the wilderness and personally taught him for 3 years, who guided him on his missionary journeys and kept him through tests and trials and perils and danger and hunger and exhaustion and exposure to the elements. Paul was talking about he who raised him to life after being stoned and dragged from Lystra and deposited like trash along beside the road, who delivered him from the fangs of the wild beast in Ephesus. To him, this Christ was truly all in all. Thank God. Amen. I don't believe any of us have been through worse hardships than Paul went through. And certainly not for the sake of ministry. And let me remind you, I am very aware of, and I would never minimize, the suffering and the trouble that most of us have experienced in our years of living. But you know what, thanks to God, I am so happy to be able to point you and everyone else to the great physician, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. I am blessed that I can point you to the comforter for counsel. Oh, hallelujah, I'm so blessed that I can point you to Jesus Christ, the champion of our faith and our deliverance. But you know what? I'm also going to pray that the Lord will open the eyes of our understanding. And for those of you that don't know him in the pardon of your sin, I pray that God will open the eyes of your heart and give you grace and give you understanding that you too, no matter how deep the wounds, no matter how dark the pit, no matter how insurmountable the hedge of circumstances around you may seem, I want everyone within the sound of my voice to be able to shout like Paul, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Now, this is a present and an everlasting truth that each and every one of us should not only contemplate, but we should cling to throughout the remainder of our days here on earth. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? Well, if God, hallelujah, has now rescued you through his son, Christ Jesus, you are no longer bound by the things of this world. You are no longer bound by your sin. You are no longer bound by your mistakes. Hallelujah. And God is going to have and will endow you to do the work of his kingdom. You don't have to run around, looking around, trying to be like everybody else. God himself will endow you for the work that he wants you to do. Okay? As long as you say to him, use me. Use me, O Lord. Use me. Because I know that your word says that I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I know, Father, that what you have given to me, no man can take away, no man can pray away. Hallelujah. Because I lack nothing in you. You have given me the goods. Because you have given me every spiritual gift. You have given me the goods because I received your salvation. You have given me the goods because I have made you my Lord and my Savior. You have given me the goods, and you have made me infinitely and eternally rich in Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be to God.
Yes.
And glory to God. That concludes my message for today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In a moment, I am going to ask that for those of you that might not know God in the pardon of your sin, I am going to ask Apostle Zeta to come forth in a moment, and she is going to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. But right now, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for using me this day to teach a word about your spiritual blessings. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your people will be empowered, impacted, and activated to live a more abundant life in you. Father God, I pray that this will be the year that every blood-washed believer will truly forget about themselves, forget about how they look, forget about how they sound in and of themselves, Lord God, and go forth and say what you will have them to say. Do what you would have us to do, oh God, because this thing is not about us. It's about you.
Yes.
And everything that we do, Lord God, I want it to be for your glory. And it doesn't matter, Lord, about the material things. I would pray that those that have material things will be humble, Lord God, so that they might share with someone who may not have so much. I pray that those who see themselves as having nothing, Father God, will know that they have everything in you, everything in you, and that they lack nothing, and that they can walk and hold their heads up, Father God, and not be ashamed. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus for those all over this world, hallelujah, that do not know you in the pardon of their sin. I pray that when Apostle Zeta comes forth in just a few moments, that there will be a moving, there will be a stirring of hearts, Lord God.
Yes.
That shackles will break, Lord. That yokes will break, Lord. That people will drop and give themselves to you, Lord, and really mean it. Because, Lord, we don't want others to just have a form of who you are without the source. We want them to know you and to know that they know you for themselves.
Yeah.
Lord God, I ask a special blessing upon everyone that is here in the sanctuary this morning. Father God, I thank you for my spiritual aunties. I thank you for Miss Chloe. I thank you for Lee and Terry. Lord God, I thank you for Bishop. I thank you for Pastor Vanessa. I thank you for Apostle Zeta and Mother Mitchell and Minister Tina, Father God. I thank you for your Deacon Bill Isabel, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, that each and every week, we come out to glorify you and to disciple your people. So, Lord, we want to be users of these spiritual gifts that you have given us, and we want to use them for your purpose and for your glory.
In
Jesus' holy and righteous name, I do pray it all. Amen and amen.
Amen.
That prayer was to give some of you who were contemplating your final destination to come on and decide to give your life to Christ. So at this time, I'm going to ask that Apostle Zeta come forth and do what she does so well, and that is leading you into a relationship with Jesus. And Apostle Zeta is really good about sharing a lot of, she shares scripture with you. But on this first day of the new year, I want Apostle Zeta to talk to you like she talks to me about being saved. Apostle Zeta,
thank
please come on back in the room.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for the opportunity. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. We have heard a rhema word. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We have heard a beautiful prayer that she just prayed, hallelujah, for salvation. And there must be somebody that's ready, hallelujah, to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardoning of their sins. And that's why we're here, to help you to do that. Praise God. We serve a merciful God, one that loves us, that loved us, hallelujah, while we were yet in our sins. So he loves us regardless of where we are in him, hallelujah. So if you're ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart today, hallelujah, and be willing to allow him to change your life, hallelujah, you will not be sorry. Praise God. Jesus said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he is ready, hallelujah, to accept you. Are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. He's your Lord and Savior. He died on the cross, hallelujah, for our sins. God gave his only son, Jesus, hallelujah,
yes,
to bear the sins of the world, hallelujah, so that we could be free, hallelujah, so that we could live with him throughout eternity. I'm going to read a few scriptures, and then we're going to,
amen,
going to lead you into the prayer, hallelujah. Praise God, so that you can be saved, free of sin, hallelujah, free to live, hallelujah, a holy and righteous life with Jesus and to learn more about him. Praise God, hallelujah. In Romans, the 10th chapter and the 8th verse, it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee. The word is close, hallelujah. It's even in your mouth, even in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. And then verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised his son from the dead, hallelujah, even though he died, he was risen on the third day. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise God. It is for anyone, for anybody. Because the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. If you're ready, I'm going to lead you into a prayer. Because first we have to be willing to confess that we are a sinner, hallelujah, before the Lord. Praise God. So that we know that we know that we can be saved, praise God, by confessing with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believing in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. All right. If you're ready, hallelujah. Let your hearts be prepared to accept Jesus into your heart today, into your life, hallelujah, that you will have a great change, hallelujah. You won't be the same. You'll be a new person in Christ Jesus. Father God, I pray for these ones, Lord, that are ready to accept you into their heart, and I'm going to pray a prayer for them, hallelujah, to repeat this prayer that they may have salvation on this day, hallelujah. Father God, I come to you as a sinner, wanting to be saved, understanding that you gave your only son for my life and for others, that they may know you in the pardoning of their sins. I come to you today accepting you into my heart, confessing that I am a sinner, but I want to be saved. Accept me today. Hallelujah. And allow me to really know who you are and to learn more about you, that my life will be changed and transformed into the person that you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So if you have accepted Jesus, you are saved. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Because
yes.
the scriptures say, with
Thank
the heart, God. Man has, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession, hallelujah, is made unto salvation.
Definitely.
You are now saved. Yes. Hallelujah. You're accepted by Jesus. Hallelujah. You're accepted into the body of Christ. I'm going to pray a brief prayer for you.
Yes, amen.
Lord, I pray for these, hallelujah, that have accepted you today. Hallelujah. That you will bless them to be in a place where they can learn more about you, where they can be connected, hallelujah, with other believers in Christ Jesus, that they will hear
yes.
your true word, and that they will grow and be strengthened, hallelujah, and then be used by you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Now, saints of God, there's going to be some new things inserted into our worship service, but one thing we are most definitely going to keep, and there will be some things that might leave our worship service. But like I said, one thing we are definitely going to keep is our wonderful Bishop Lester Carver and his word for the men. Because here at Spirit Alive, we know that God has an order. The head of man is Christ. The head of a woman, then there's the women and the children. He has an order. So we want men to be in their rightful place. Because, see, God has called you to lead your family into spiritual knowledge and spiritual well-being. So, and our very own Bishop Lester does a marvelous, marvelous job of reminding our brothers and everyone else of
yes.
where the men should be and where all of us need to be. So without further ado, I give to you for the first time in the new year our Bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, who has also been elevated to the Associate Executive Producer of Spirit Alive. So he is not only telling you what the Bible says, he's also telling you how he lives. Bishop?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Yeah, the verse you were looking for was 1 Corinthians 11:3, where it says, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God, because God has designed everything in order." But the word for the men today has to do with thankfulness. The word for the men today is thankfulness, and what made me think of this was the conversation that I had with a close friend of mine recently, and I was complaining to him. I was talking about how I had to take all these tests to renew my architect's license, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and my friend is also an architect, and he said, "Do you know how many people I talk to who want to be architects, who said they thought they wanted to be an architect at some point in their life? And you're here complaining about having to renew your license for the 15th time. And you only have to do it once every 2 years." And he said, "Quit complaining. Just cut it out. It's not appropriate." And
Amen.
Then first, and he was convicting me as a fellow architect and my friend, of course. But then it made me think of the scripture. And it made me think of the word of God. And the verse we need to really put on our mind here is Philippians chapter 2 and it's verses 12 to 16, if you'll just bear with me. What it says is, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, and not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, the Apostle Paul says. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both willing to do for his good pleasure. Then he says, do all things without complaining and disputing, without complaining and murmuring. Do all things that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. So we have to see that it is for us to do all things without complaining and disputing, without complaining and murmuring. And I was convicted by my good friend, and in my unthankfulness, I forgot how many battles God has fought over the past 3.5 decades of me chasing my dream of being an architect. And then I'm complaining about me, my life, and taking my pets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my friend caught me. And then it reminded me of this because, see, this is one of the ways the devil steals our peace. He steals our joy. He steals our witness. He steals our testimony by causing us to be unthankful and not taking inventory of the blessings that God has given us. As men, we have to remember that to whom much has been given, much is required. And so, yes. It does require more when we ask God to bless us more and to expand our territory and to bless us greatly. And that requires more. But as God blesses you with more, remember to do all things without complaining and murmuring and be thankful for all that God has given us. That is the word for the minute.
Hallelujah. Amen. And what a good word that was. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, God, brothers and sisters, family, I don't know about you, but I have indeed enjoyed today's worship service.
Yeah.
I am so blessed. I feel so blessed to be sitting back in my captain's chair doing what I love to do most, ministry. Hallelujah. So we just pray that each and every one of you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to thank the beautiful saints of God that are always so faithful here. I just want to, you know, praise God and always let you know how grateful I am for the wonderful saints that God has sent to serve here at Spirit Alive. So once again, I just like to thank Bishop Lester Carver. Although you did not hear from her today, Pastor Lester Carver is in the house, and being the intercessor that she is and pastor that she is, I know that she was praying for me when the enemy was trying to attack my throat. I want to thank the Lord for my very own mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, hallelujah, and for my beautiful and dear sister, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah. I just want to thank God for her each and every day. And we want to, I want to praise God that she has Miss Chloe with her in the house this morning, hallelujah. And, of course, thanks to God, my beautiful spiritual mom, one of my beautiful spiritual moms, Apostle Zeta Flowers. And, of course, we have our elders in the house. We have our Deacon William Isabel. We have my spiritual aunties, Sister Nia. We have Sister Linda. I have my other elders in the house. That would be Brother Lee and Sister Terry Lawson. So, again, on behalf of each and every one of us here, we pray that you will continue to bless God. Hallelujah, that you will continue to love God, live for God, serve God. It is our fervent prayer that You just let your light so shine before men so that others might see your good works and our Father in heaven be glorified. If there be nothing else,
yes.
Hallelujah. I want you all to go and have a beautiful and blessed week. Acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And now, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in us greatly. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a beautiful and blessed week, everyone.
Yes,
everyone that's in the sanctuary, your mics are unmuted. And just know I love you. I love you, Brother Lee and Sister Terry. Love you, Aunt Nita. Love you, Aunt Linda. Hallelujah. Love you,
Hey, what's the matter, baby? The matter, baby?